Yes, the Eagles were 3-1 a year ago, but these are much different circumstances. One of the most notable differences is that Lane Johnson is not about to start a 10-game suspension. The tackle thinks each and every day about how he let his team down, but is focused on making a difference on the field moving forward.
You know, I know what everybody thinks of me, you know, when I go into games, you know, I hear chatter. So that just gives me extra motivation to go out there and go play even harder and improve myself. So, you know, it's only, you know, week five, so we still have a long season ahead, but just try to progress and keep getting better and better each week.
It might be time to start using the word elite to describe Zach Ertz. He leads all NFL tight ends in receiving yards, receptions, and receiving first downs.
You know, Zach has definitely blocked well this year. I think it was we know Zach is an elite receiver at that position. Haven't been around too many guys that run routes like him, but really kind of an emphasis on being the complete player, because there's not a whole lot of tight ends that can run routes the way he run and be productive blocking at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, Zach's really done a good job there, really improved, been physical, been a lot of that is just a mindset and being physical. And to his credit, he's done a good job.
Explosive plays and points. Those are the two things that defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz wants to limit this Sunday against the Cardinals. Even though they don't have outstanding running back David Johnson, there is still a lot of speed on the Arizona sideline.
Gerald, though, I mean, they can put a 4x1 100 team together, or 4x1, whatever it is, 400, whatever the 4x1 relay team, and they got a lot of speed, you know, and a quarterback that has. I know Coach Arians had said he's playing at a level that he hasn't seen him play before. You know, they've had their struggles here and there. But watching the opener against Detroit, and he was obviously a big part of their game plan, they've sort of compartmentalized that. They really haven't changed offense or what they do. They just use Chris Johnson in sort of one half of that role and use Ellington in another half. Both of those guys are good in what they do. Ellington has played wide receiver for him. You know, he's made some great catches, and he's so hard to handle coming out of the backfield. So I think there's still the same challenges. It's just they've compartmentalized it a little bit, and, you know, we still have to defend the same offense and the same quarterback.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 with Dave Spadaro and Glenn Macnow this evening, featuring a one-on-one interview with head coach Doug Peterson. That's going to do it for us here on the Eagles Update. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.